Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 24th of September, recording at 9:30 p.m. And yes, it's still British summertime. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly lower. An exception was the China A shares, which moved lower and then rallied to close near the highs of the day, but it's still a modest, very modest gain. The European stock markets, it looks like they all or nearly all closed with modest declines. The biggest one was the Spanish IBEX, but it was only down 1.12%. I should also mention that those declines in Asia were very small. Now, in the Americas, we had Brazil up nearly 1%. Mexico also a little bit higher. Wall Street and Canada closed a little bit lower, but we're only talking about a decline of less than 0.25% for the S&P and a bit more for the NASDAQ. Now, in long-dated government bonds, excuse me, we had a small rise in prices here today. It's been pretty much consecutive days starting last Monday. And we had, so that means yields would be a tad lower. In currencies, we had the US dollar a little bit firmer, but off its highs. The euro, for instance, had dropped down to 128.91, but it's currently at 129.30. Sterling's hovering a little above 162. The Australian dollar dipped down to 104.21. And the yen, though, stronger. The dollar is down to 77.84 against the Japanese currency. Now, in what was generally, well, I think pretty clearly a risk-off day, if you'll forgive the term, although not savagely so by any means, but gently so, the precious metals were hit, and they were, it was one of the bigger moves on the day. Silver, which had hit a new high for the year briefly on Friday morning, dropped down as low as 33.63 from that 35 and change that we saw on Friday. It's currently trading now above that at 34.01, but it's still down 62 cents on the day. Palladium had the biggest fall, down to a low of 633.80. It's now trading at 646, and that's down $25.50. Platinum had fallen to as low as 1608. It's currently at 1622. And gold, which dropped down to 1755 and 70 cents. It's currently at 1764 and 40 cents, still trading here after hours. So that's down 870 as I speak. And grains and beans, all a little bit easier. Industrial metals, all a little bit easier. The agricultural commodities, I think the only ones that scraped out gains here, and it's a very modest gain in the U.S. contract, is sugar. The Comex sugar is up a little bit, and white sugar a little bit firmer, and that's the U.K. contract. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we've had that terrific run, as you know, starting for most stock markets in the beginning of June. The only market to seriously resist that trend of any consequence is the China A share market. but not the Hang Seng, Hong Kong Hang Seng. That's done tolerably well, although still being a bit of an underperformer. That strong rally, which picked up this month in terms of pace for Wall Street and the European stock markets, that created short-term overbought conditions. And so what we're really getting is a very small sort of ranging pause. We've had very little, if anything, in the way of downward dynamics. Or where we have seen something approaching a downward dynamic, it has not produced any follow-through subsequently. That doesn't mean that that might not happen, since we are still overbought up here at what are mostly new highs for the year. And I have mentioned that I wouldn't be all that surprised if we saw markets ranging for longer now, and in a slightly longer than we've seen since that early June recovery began. So we may get some sideways activity, possibly a little bit bigger reaction than we've seen, but I don't see anything on the horizon that would cause a really major shakeout, which is what people have often feared. Now, the reason for that is that the European situation, while far, far from resolved, has been contained, and the EU is heading towards a banking union, which it very much needs. So that's progress, and it's a far cry from the imminent, quote, imminent breakup of the euro, unquote, that so many people were talking about, although fortunately not at not Fuller Money spokesman, Owen and myself. And there are concerns over China, which I share and will continue to share until I see a robust recovery by the A shares and confirmation of that stimulus that was announced earlier in the month. I think we probably will see that, but we may need to get beyond or closer to the handover, the decennial handover of power within China. So there's still a lot of uncertainty surrounding that, and it didn't help that Xi Jinping went missing for a fortnight for whatever reason. Now, so I don't see a major shock here, mind you. One always says that a little bit nervously, but as far as the known problems are concerned, I do not see a major shock emerging. Maybe gravity is enough to drag markets down a little bit more, but for us to worry about it, we need to see the downward dynamics and some breaks in the progressions of rising lows that we've seen since early June. And as I say, that has not happened yet. Now, what's the good news? Well, there's certainly plenty of QE going on, and that's going to continue for a while, and that is a tailwind for stock markets when they're in an overall upward trend bias, as has been the case. And they are a cushion to downside risk when markets are more vulnerable due to other factors. And Fuller Money has said over and over and over again that we regard monetary policy as the most important fundamental indicator of all. So, uptrends, a little bit overbought, some consolidation, some ranging, but a favorable monetary background, and no looming disaster that that I can see. Others might cite the fiscal cliff in the USA, but they'll come to some sort of accommodation shortly after the election, if not shortly before it, because it would be an insanity not to do so. So, there you have it. Not a bad environment, and shares that have earnings growth potential. Clearly, still have earnings growth potential and the ability to increase payouts, dividends, they will remain, I think, quite firm overall. Long-dated government bond prices are still getting this technical rally, and in the past, some of these technical rallies have been really quite strong, even when within ranges. So we'll need to see something in the way of downward dynamics here to indicate that the rallies are over. My overall view is that bond prices are in a gradual topping out process. It may take some time. Conversely, that means that long-dated government bond yields are in a support building, base building phase, although that may take a long time. Now, precious metals. Up until last week, they'd had four blitzing weeks to the upside. So we are in a corrective phase that was clear here today when we had upside failures confirmed from Friday. Well, they'd pretty much been confirmed as upside failures on Friday. And we had a little test to the downside here today, particularly in silver, which broke briefly beneath its recent range, although subsequently rallied back up into it. So I'd expect more of the same. I'd expect some more ranging activity overall. A mistake I made was to pay up for silver and gold on Friday. That doesn't pay. I did so because they were hitting new highs within uptrends. But it's even in that environment, it's a risky policy. Here overall, these are best purchased on setbacks, which I was doing with platinum and palladium, and I bought a little bit more palladium here today, but I was stopped out of my silver positions because I wasn't willing to let them run against me that much. And industrial metals, now they've all paused here, but after good gains. I think lead had about the best gain, better than copper. But they were all decent gains, rallying up to some prior resistance. But the patterns look like base building overall. So I think the China concern, Australia concern, means that people are, I feel, really quite. Well, they're quite anxious about the mining sector generally, but the technical action is beginning to improve. It started to improve at the beginning of this month, and I think it'll give up a little bit of ground here in this pause and consolidation, but that the lows are in. And that includes gold shares, any index of silver shares, and the leading miners and a number of the minor miners. I think the lows for the year are in, and that we'll see more recoveries later on. And Owen Tracy gets back tomorrow, and it'll be fascinating to hear what he makes of China following his latest trip. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.